B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
You know, we're coming up on the end of the year, but not just the end of the year. We're coming up on the end of the decade. The end of the freaking decades. The 2010s. Is that what you would call it?
I guess. That's what I say, but...
Okay. Pebbles, I trust you. The end of the 2010s.
Sometimes you shouldn't, but...
The end of the 2010s. And Melissa has a nice little list here that we're all going to play along with.
I do. And I can't play along because I obviously know the list. So I want to hear you guys, what your answers would be.
Okay.
There's a website just came out with the list of the top 20 songs from the 2010s that are guaranteed to, quote, live on forever. So these are songs that, like, for the end of time, hundreds of years from now.
Yeah.
When we're dead.
When we're long gone.
Okay,
these
got
songs
you.
Will still... You know, stand the test of time.
I hate lists like this because for someone who's been in radio for so long, I could never tell you what year any song is in.
I'm with you.
So I'm just like, please. What was recent enough that I remember?
Okay. I'm the same way. So I'll give you a hint of some that you guys may not guess that aren't necessarily in our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So number three, Darius Rucker Wagon Wheel. I don't even know what that is. But that's one out there. Adele, Rolling in the Deep is number four.
We could have had it all.
Okay. Number six.
Right. Yeah, that's going to live on.
Right, y'all just killed it.
Right.
Number six is Lumineers, Ho Hey. That's that.
I belong to you. You belong to me. You're my sweetheart.
Okay.
Oh, is this going to happen for every song?
That was because these songs live on. You know automatically.
Number nine is Foster the People, Pumped Up Kicks. All the little kids with the pumped up kicks and the pumped up kicks. Okay. Number 11.
I don't know the words, but
it's be. Portugal the Man, Feel It Still. That's like one of my songs
Portugal
right there.
Portugal the Man?
That's the...
Yeah. I thought the name of that song was Rebel Just for Kicks.
No. So those are some of the ones that, to give you kind of a hint as to where this could go. But there are a lot of songs on there that we have played at one point, we could still be playing, but that you guys should know.
I got one for you right now.
Go ahead, throw some
guaranteed it's on the list. Happy by Pharrell.
Happy is not on there.
Happy's not on the list.
It is not.
It should be.
Wow, really?
That is a very good song, though, yes. Again, it's for anyone who just... joined us.
Crap.
It is a list of the top 20 songs from the 2010s that are guaranteed to, quote, live on forever.
That just deflated my ego. I don't know.
I don't know exactly what year this came out, but for some reason it just popped in my head. And Words in Paris.
Oh, yeah. That was like 2012,
believe
I think.
Believe it or not, that is on the list.
What? Yeah.
Yep.
What number?
And Words in Paris. Jay-Z and Kanye West is number 17 on the list of the 20 songs from the 2010s that will live on forever.
Okay. What's the N-word, Pebbles? For anybody who doesn't know. You're allowed to say it. You're allowed to say it. It's okay.
I'll give you a hint. Pebbles, you are a very big fan of this artist.
Okay, because I was going to guess somebody else. Okay, right. Currently or like one of my all-time?
Very new.
Lizzo.
Yes.
Lizzo?
Lizzo, Truth Hurts is number 19.
That's way too...
I don't know, because that...
I can hear that because of the... I just took a DNA test.
Yes.
You tell me that's not going to live on?
No. Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to go with this song. Is this song on the list? Going like that.
Well, there's got to be a Drake song.
Yes, there is.
Okay, I was
thinking...
There's a couple.
There's a collaboration. There's a solo Drake.
When did Hotline Bling come out?
Hotline Bling is number 14.
No pebbles.
There you go.
Hotline Bling is number 14.
I don't know what years. I'm throwing out.
That was a couple years ago. That was in the 2010s.
And then number 16 is Work, Rihanna and Drake.
Work. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, how about...
Again, if anyone just tuned in, a list of the 20 songs from the 2010s that are guaranteed to live on forever.
I will say...
So 100 years from now, our kids will... know these songs.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Everybody.
Can I give you number two? Because I don't think you guys will guess number two, but I...
Is it...
It's
recent?
Not something...
Give me a hint on number two.
Performing Sunday Night.
Oh, this one.
Performing at the American Music Awards Sunday Night.
Oh. Is... Taylor Swift.
Yes, Taylor Swift. Shake it off. Number two.
Shake it off. Okay.
Yep.
Beyonce.
Beyonce is on there.
We be all night. No.
Jesus, that's terrible.
That's so bad.
Formation is number 10.
Formation?
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that one.
With that nonsense, man.
Leroy, your boy's on here.
Who? K-Dot? Kendrick?
Kendrick Lamar, number 12, Humble.
Okay.
Why? Which one would you have wanted?
No, I go too deep. I go into the deep cuts. Yeah, so let's keep it moving.
We'll keep it moving because we're running out of time here.
Give us the top five. I don't like this
real
list.
Quick,
I
thought I was going to be good Migos, at this. Migos, Bad and Bougie is number 20.
Really?
I think I could get with that.
Okay.
Number 20, I think that's decent. Let's see. For what, Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling, number 8.
Okay. Yeah.
20 songs that'll stand the test of time from the 2010s. We already said you didn't say this. We Found Love, Calvin Harris and Rihanna is number 7. Get Lucky, Daft Punk, Pharrell Williams.
Get Lucky, damn, I should have thought of that.
Actually, I think you might have guessed that earlier off air. But anyways, regardless. We said Rolling in the Deep, Adele, Wagon Wheel, Darius Rucker, number 3, Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, number 2, and the Pebbles.
Is it a very recent one?
No.
Nominated by Grammy nominated?
No, it's not very recent.
Is it? Yo, the sun is going to shine forever.
No.
Somebody that you really like.
It is somebody I really
like. And your mother
like.
Really likes.
It is.
I know it. I know what it is.
That sounds like the beginning of a joke.
No, I know it. I know what it is.
Hold on, Romero.
Somebody you and your mother really like.
Is it this?
Somebody you
it
and
is,
your
it
mother?
Is. Hold on. The number
what is your
one,
mother like?
Shut up. The number one song. Romero has the button, but he doesn't know the
I don't
title.
Know what it
He's
is.
Just going to hit play. The number one song of the 2010s that is guaranteed to live on forever is... Don't believe me, just
watch. Oh, Bruno, okay.
Okay.
I can get with that. I can get with that, definitely.
I'm with that 100%. I can definitely say that. Yes.
That was a fun song.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh! This is how we do.
Never mind.
Big shout out to Melissa's mom.
Shut up. Great return of the Mac on there.
Right.
She's always asking for tickets for her mother.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.